Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious host, Miss 100% Queen of the Little People. And we want you to holler at us because tonight we got a special guest. We have Miss Sierra L, author, behavioral specialist. So if you want to learn how to behave, and I guess talk to us at the same time, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 646-929-2037. Now, if you ain't trying to call, you can social network with us. Facebook, Twitter, Meet Me, Wayne, I'm Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it. And, of course, if you ain't really trying to hear me, which I know most of y'all not, you really want to get at my illustrious co-host, the Queen of the Little People. Tell them how they can be your subject.
Oh, they can catch up with me on Twitter, at @100%. Hit me up on Facebook, Miss 100% spelled out, or email me at Miss100% at yahoo.com.
Why you sound surprised when I said you like, like you don't know.
Because I was busy.
All right, well, I guess just a little something. Okay, well, I guess it's a good thing that you're not in L.A. Because I guess in L.A., if you was anything but a black man this past week and a half, you going to get your ass shot up.
Wow. What is that all about?
I don't know. As most people know, they was looking for this guy, ex-police officer Christopher Dorner, 6'4", 250 pounds. Black man.
Okay.
Yeah, and so when they said that, you know me, I'm a black man. I was like, if you in that area and you're a black man, you should not go outside. You know, I thought, yeah. I thought that was your ass. But lo and behold, 100, they've been shooting at everybody but black men.
Wow.
I was sitting up there like, because they thought they were in trouble because there were two Asian women delivering the paper. They shot up their truck.
Wow.
Not even looking. I was like, damn.
They shot two Asian women delivering the paper.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be Chris Dorner.
Yeah, because, you know, Asian women and black men, they look so much.
Yeah, because black men are so there. It's so easy for black men to disguise themselves as little Asian women.
Oh, well, they shot a white guy, too.
Wow.
They shot a former Marine. It was like, they was like, I mean, the police, and I've got a theory, 100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a couple theories, actually.
Okay.
First theory was somebody spiked all the donuts and coffee with pro-black LSD.
Oh, wow.
So that way, they couldn't see black men, so they would shoot everybody else.
Wow.
that was my first thought, because I was like, I thought at least they would have shot at least four brothers.
Right?
They would have wounded at least three of them, killed one. That was my ratio. But
wow.
It didn't happen. In the L.A. area, too. My second one goes a little bit deeper. And it involves the whole city of Los Angeles. I thought, you know what? There's a hoodoo prince or princess in LA.
Okay.
I think that because one, if you look at LA, everything is upside down in LA. Cops is not shooting black men.
Okay.
And the Lakers are terrible and the Clippers are good. Now,
wow.
Think about that for a second. Never has there been an era where you can say, man, the Clippers might win the title. And the Lakers are terrible.
I have my own little theory about this.
What's your theory?
This whole thing. Because the way that the whole thing went down, I guess the reason why he created this manifesto, they're saying, oh, well, he's mad that he got fired. Well, did you hear why he got fired? He got fired because he told on a dirty cop.
Right.
He got a dirty cop in trouble, so they fired him for being a peace officer. He was actually doing the job of a real police officer, like what a police officer is hired to do, like regardless of if you have a badge or if you're just a regular citizen, if you commit a crime, you're supposed to get in trouble for it. So, yeah, you might be my partner or you might be one of my brothers in blue or whatever, but you dirty and I'm a tail. And he told, I guess, kind of messed up that whole, you know, thing where cops don't tell on cops, and he got fired for it. So I think I would kind of be like on a roof shooting people, too. I don't know.
Yeah. That's why I'm not a cop in the first place. Because I'd have killed a lot of people already.
Yeah.
I already know that. I wouldn't have been a dirty cop. I'd have killed a lot of people. As I already know, it's been like, you jump out on me, I'm shooting. I'm sorry. And
my whole thing behind that is, okay, he got fired, but it's like they were so gung-ho about getting this guy that they pulled out all the stuff. Like you said, they shot two Asian women delivering the paper. Mm-hmm. So it was basically, if you were in an area where they thought this guy was, they were going to kill everybody until they eventually killed him. To me, he had some information, because it was brought out that he supposedly had information about other dirty cops as well. And once that information came out, that's when the $1 million reward came out.
Well, I mean, there's that. And they say that they caught him in the cabin and he shot himself and then there was a fire, but they haven't verified the body yet.
Yeah, that's some bullshit if I ever heard it.
Right. And all I'll say is this, until that guy who is that police chief who is still hiding in who was in the manifesto, until he comes out, I think he's still alive.
Just like that was supposed to be Osama bin Laden. Yeah, we captured him and we killed him and we just dumped his body in the ocean.
Right.
Just because that's the way Muslims like to be buried. What the hell? Like, I ain't never heard of that before.
Well,
all Muslims like to be buried in the ocean? I've never heard that before.
Well, yeah, I've heard that. I don't believe that that's what happened there. But
yeah, I don't believe it at all.
Yeah, I mean, and this dude, he died. He shot himself, and he died in the fire.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. His body got burnt up. Yeah. I'm not believing none of that.
Have you noticed when it's always some type of fishy business about a way a criminal is dying or whatever? There's always a fire. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, like, we don't understand that fire destroys evidence. Come on now. Really?
You speaking too much truth there.
Okay, I'll stop it.
Yeah, you want to talk about, evidence being burnt and all that. Cops don't do stuff like that.
a damn $1 million reward, and all of a sudden, the Asian lady's getting killed. What?
Well, it's getting shot.
Well, getting shot. I hope they didn't die, but I just.
Oh, they just were injured. It's still, I mean, it make delivering the paper take on a whole nother level. Like, am I going to get shot today?
Yeah. I'm thinking until this whole thing blows over, nobody wants to deliver mail. Nobody wants to deliver the paper. Definitely nobody's delivering Chinese food.
Wow. You had to go to the Chinese food, really?
Like, I ain't doing shit. I'm sitting my ass at home.
Hey, to cut down on the traffic right about now. I mean, because I don't know if you know, L.A. traffic ain't nothing to mess with.
Yeah, I've heard L.A. traffic is just crazy.
No, it's disgusting. I mean, it's like, whatever you want to do, just put an hour on it. Whatever. You trying to get to the movies at 8, you better leave about 6:45.
Wow.
And that's just going like 5-10 miles.
What?
Oh, they be tripping there. Trust me. Yeah, I spent a couple months there, and it was the most miserable 2 months of my life. Just going 2 miles to get to a 24-hour fitness flight. Anyway. We ain't going to get on L.A. It's like, yeah, good luck. And if y'all got him, y'all got him. If you didn't, hey, if you one of them dudes in his manifesto, I guess you better load up. And speaking of loading up, what do you think about your
don't
Pope?
Don't say it.
Yes, your Pope Benedict the 16th, he resigns. He's like, yeah, I'm done.
Stick a fork in him. He's done. Remember we did the story probably a few months back about the Catholic Church was doing their own investigation into priests who have molested kids, and they have been doing the investigation for a number of years, but they wouldn't turn the information over to the FBI. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they announced that, yeah, he's resigning, because they didn't say he's retiring because he's sick. They said he's quitting, like he threw his hands up and said, I'm done. So apparently, he got something to do with this whole thing. That's the way I feel.
Yeah, because, you know, pedophiles look out for each other. It's like, what, they caught you in Arizona? All right, dog, I'm going to send you to Utah. I mean, because that's all they was doing. They were just moving people around. Yeah, they don't get in trouble. They just get moved to another place. Well, they don't know you in San Francisco. You can go ahead on and do anybody you want.
Wow.
Hey, look, that's what you're saying. I don't get rid of you. I don't have criminal charges pressed against you.
Right.
I reassign you, and don't tell anybody that, hey, you know what? I'm sending this pedophile your way.
Right.
Come on. What is that?
So, yeah, he may be sick.
His ass ain't sick.
He may be sick, but I don't think, I mean, but think about it, though. Look at him. He was 197 when he became the Pope.
Okay, they're all 197 when they become the Pope.
So I don't think he's any more sick today than he was when he became the Pope. And I think that, like I said, it's a difference between retiring and resigning. And he resigned, so obviously it's something in the water, something's going on.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. It's basically he's tired of being the Pope. He's tired of people watching. He wants to go off and be the best pedophile he can be.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's such a nasty
thing. He's going to do his pedophile tourism starting off in Thailand. You know, that's where they get it jumping off at.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mark my words. That's what's happening.
I hope not.
Please. Come on now. I mean, aside from a record number of cases filed against the church underneath the rule.
Yeah, they said they spent out, they gave away $2 billion in money to basically, I call it hush money, because they, like you said, no criminal charges has ever been brought against anybody, but the Catholic Church in the last several years has spent $2 billion paying off their victims. That's a lot of molesting.
Yep.
$2 billion. That's a whole lot of child molestation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All I know is that eventually you're going to get caught. You can run, but you can't hide.
Right.
And speaking of hiding, I ain't going to say nothing about it. I'm going to let my homies ride on you. This is Radio Galaxy. Hide.
I think this nigga is dead. Together you got to smooth drummer.
All right, ladies and gents, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm Miss 100% Queen of the Little People, and that was Radio Galaxy. Hide.
Yeah, tell the Catholic Church, you can run, but you can't hide. Ain't coming for you. And right now, we're going to bring our guest on, Miss Sierra F. We can get her in here. In a second. No, you can't run. Can't hide either. Well, they old asses can't run nowhere.
They don't have to run. They got people that'll carry them around.
I know, huh? It's like they still carrying their old asses. Yeah, I cannot believe it myself. I don't know. They scare me. The stupidity of the people.
Yeah, that whole bow down and kiss my ring, like, man, you got me effed up. Like, move on with that.
Yeah, you kissing a grown man's ring.
You bowing down. Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. I mean, bowing down, kissing the ring, yeah, all that makes no sense to me. No sense whatsoever. All right. We seem to have run into an issue here, but we will get Miss L on here in a second. In the meantime, did you watch the president?
You know what? I did not. I know one thing that I didn't watch either.
What didn't you watch?
I didn't watch the Grammys, and I'm so sick of people talking about them.
Yeah, I never watched that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. All right. Give me a C.
You have reached 678-499-947.
Didn't want to do that.
Wow. You cut that out too short. Like too long. You let it go a little too long. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I know, huh? It's like, ooh, he put her number on the internet.
So I'm guessing that Justin Timberlake is part of the Illuminati now, because now they're talking about Jay-Z is going to be touring with Justin Timberlake. Jay-Z, I guess, is the one that's responsible for bringing him back out, like revamping his career. So this is going to be real interesting.
I mean, revamping his career, if I'm not mistaken, Justin Timberlake is not only a platinum artist, but he's a movie star also.
Yeah, but you know, though, when you leave the music biz, it's like for a while, even just for years, like, out of sight, out of mind. Like, if you don't stay hot, you know what I'm saying, you're almost irrelevant. So, and he's been gone away from music since he pulled Janet Jackson's titty out.
Okay.
So.
Anyway, we going to get our guests on it, and we'll talk about that. Miss L, welcome to Smooth Drama. Hello? Miss L, welcome to Smooth Drama.
Hey, can you hear me?
We can hear you perfectly. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
We're doing
fine. Thank you, Sierra. Thank you for joining us.
So can you, our first question, since we was on it, Can you prove that you're not in the Illuminati?
I don't know if I can prove that. I think you just have to take my word for it.
I mean, do you know the secret hand signal?
I don't know.
Okay, then you're not in it.
You're not
in it. All right. We continue on the interview now. So,
so I have a question. Can you give us, I guess, a little bit of information as to what a behavioral specialist is, what a behavioral specialist does? Because when I think of a behavioral specialist, I think of somebody that basically has to teach grown people how to act right. Like, you know you're doing wrong, you know you're messing up, but I'm here to get you back on track. Is that kind of sort of what it is?
It is. It is.
Oh,
but I as far as behavioral, I deal with adolescents and their behavioral challenges. So let's just say they have issues in school, you know, where the teacher's calling home four or five times a week about the child's behavior. And so it just may be loud outbursts, may just be temper tantrums or peer conflict. And so I'm just addressing those type of issues with the child.
With the child, okay. All right.
So now my thing is, in reading your bio info, you know, you were upset and you decided to get into this line of work because of reality shows and watching the people in the reality shows. You want to talk about that?
Everybody answers me that question. I don't want to say who, but
it don't matter. They all say.
True. I was just one night I was catching one of the shows, and this just one particular person was just so just outraged. Like I was sitting on the sofa. I was like, oh my god, are they serious right now? And
so just the yelling, they jumped on the table. To want to slap her supposed to be best friend.
True. I must be.
I wanted to tell her a few things myself, but go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting, but I kind of felt that person.
Yeah, and so, I mean, what happened was it was just too much. You know, I don't like to see women degrade themselves. You know, like, I get that, you know, people have anger issues or challenges and certain things trigger their anger, and I get that. But when it's just all the time and it's just women back and forth bickering and fighting, like, I just think it's too much. And so I was just like, okay, like, these people really need some type of intervention. And so at that point, I was like, I need to become a life coach.
Well, first and foremost, why you want to say name?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Why you want to say name?
I didn't hear you one more time.
I said, why would you say name?
You say, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you say her name?
Say it.
You know who the lady is, the one that like to bully people, and then she filed a suit against her husband because she got headbutted.
No comment.
For the last 3 years, and now somebody slaps you, and it's a problem. Like, what? Man up, like, won't you go across his head with a wine bottle? Like, what's the problem? I mean, you bad. I mean, but you know who it is, right?
No.
Yeah. He knows.
He just wants you to say the name. That's all. He just.
He knows. But it's not just one person, though. Now, most of the reality shows, I mean, it consists of the adults just acting, you know. Acting like children.
Hold on. I don't know no kids that act like that.
Huh?
I don't know no kids that act like that.
It's a few. It depends on where you grew up at. It's a few.
Well, I mean, it's the extreme kids. Regular kids don't act like that.
Yeah, I agree.
But you know kids get their behavior from adults. So if they are acting that way, it's because they've been in an environment where they see that going on, and they think that that's a normal reaction to have when they're having a disagreement with somebody, is to slap somebody with a wine bottle. So, I mean, well, not necessarily a wine bottle, but.
Yeah, okay. So I know you got your self-help book. Go get it. You want to tell us about that?
Go get it is just what you say. It's just it's a self-help book. It's self-help. It's a slash motivation, inspiration type thing. In the book, I'm very candid. My tone is very transparent. I'm honest. I'm open. I'm direct. I don't beat around the bush about, you know, about anything. It's just a guide to help women try to empower themselves or give them certain tools to empower themselves. That's the gist of it.
So what about the book for men?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not, but I'm one of those women who think who feels like, I don't know, I'm not a male, and I just think that I, from a woman's perspective, it's easier for me to touch on that.
Well, a lot of these dudes are like females, so.
I agree, but because they weren't born a female.
Hey, just you still got the mannerism. I'm sorry.
I mean, that could go so many different ways.
No, I'm just saying that there, in this generation in particular, there is an overabundance of men who act like some of these women in the reality shows.
Right.
I'm just saying. I see it, and I'm like, wow, that's not manly.
True.
Because I'm just trying to sell you some books. You can say your book is gender fluid.
But it's not.
I was trying to help you out.
Thank you. Thank you, though.
No problem. All right. And so I see you got another one coming out. You have Bait. You want to talk to us about Bait?
Yeah, BATE is, the acronyms for that is Believe, Affirm, Inspire, Transcend, and it's just a daily motivational book.
Okay.
That's about it. It's just a motivational book.
So if I was reading your book, I'd have to read it every day to get motivated?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, what motivates you? I know women like you who are just so bubbly, and you, it's like you have your goals set, you know, you have that focus. Like you said, you're a go-getter. You lock your target and you go after it until you get what you desire. And I know it's a lot of people out there that want to know, what motivates you to be able to say, I have the strength to motivate other people? Because I know that it can become draining at times, because it sometimes feel like it's just you pulling people that don't want it for themselves. They want you to do all the work for them. They don't want to do anything for themselves except do a lot of complaining and negative talk. And I know that can become just tiring. So what motivates you to keep pushing?
Children. Children motivate me. I deal with a lot of children. I don't too much get off into the adult side. Like, I have a few adult clients. But children who are raised in poverty, you know, when you're exposed to the hood, then most children, that's the only way that they grow up. And I'm a product of the hood. So when I see that, it motivates me to just try to keep pushing, to try to send that message, like, that you don't have to become just a product of your environment. And it is draining. It's very draining at times, but I'm able to isolate myself where I can rejuvenate. But for the most part, it's just, it's the kids. I have to take myself back to those type of environments and remind myself why I do it.
Right.
So basically you're saying that when you're trying to rejuvenate yourself, you go back and you listen to some old Two Live Crew tapes?
No. No, I just go home and just chill for a while to turn on Pandora.
Right. Okay, yeah, that's my motivation as well. I love Pandora.
Hey, they play Uncle Luke on Pandora.
I am not listening to Uncle Luke.
Alright, so now with the fact that you share Martin Luther King's birthday, I want to ask you, growing up, was that a good or a bad thing?
You say, was it good or bad?
Yeah, because it's like you have Martin Luther King's birthday. He's like, yeah, it's my birthday. They're like, yeah, it's Martin Luther King's birthday.
Do you mean for me or for like other people?
No, just for you.
It is an honor. To this day, I always, as soon as January 15th hit, I always post something about him. I don't even acknowledge the fact that is my birthday. I mean, of course, I'm glad that, you know, I made it to another year, but it's an honor. You know, for me, it means a lot. It means a lot to me to know what he stood for. It gives me hope. It inspires me. I feel like it gives me like that. It gives me that push that, since I don't want to sound weird, but since I was born on that day, like I have to be destined to be some sort of leader or something. So
yeah,
it's a blessing for me.
Well, I wouldn't consider it weird. I mean, it's not like you can control what day you
right. Right. But I acknowledge that more than I acknowledge that. I acknowledge that it's his day more than I acknowledge, you know, that it's my day.
Okay. I was going to say, could you imagine being born on that day, but then you all a hot mess, and everybody was, and somebody's like,
right,
oh, you're birthday with Martin Luther King Jr., but then it's like, and you a hot, flame, a hot mess. Like, what is wrong with you? So it's not weird at all. It's like you said, an honor to share a birthday with him.
Right. I just feel like I'm supposed to do something.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, I hate it because, you know, everybody's motivated in February to do something. I'm like, you know, there's like 12 months in a year. You would hope that folks would want to do something in March and April, too.
Sure.
They always want to put together some little raggedy play that they just threw together. And it's supposed to define African Americans throughout history. This one month is supposed to define us as a people. And I'm like, come on now, really?
Right.
So now, what do you have coming up? You know, if people, one, if they wanted to be your client, you know, they a hot mess, as 100 calls it. and they want to learn how not to be a hot mess, how can they find out?
You mean as far as contacting me or?
Yeah.
Through my website, that's the best way to contact me. I have a contact sheet where, you know, they can enter their information and ask whatever question. I also have a toll-free number where they can call, you know, to find out more information on the services that I do provide.
Okay.
And do you consider yourself like a life coach, or do you get into that where you take on personal clients and, you know, just help them along the way, or?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I understand the question. Ask me again.
Would you consider yourself like a life coach? You know how they have, you know, people that they take other less fortunate individuals under their wing, and they kind of, okay, I'm here, kind of like benchmarking in business. I'm here, and you want to get here, so I'm going to take you under my wing, and I'm just going to kind of guide you along the way and help you out and show you how you can be as successful as I am. Is that what you do, or have you considered doing that?
Yeah, that's what I do. But for the most part, most clients that I have that do get life coaching services, they're kind of well off. They're well off. Some own businesses. It's just that they're just stuck in that place, you know.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's just about moving people forward.
Okay.
Further, rather.
Okay.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I wish you continued success, and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. And before you go, you want to tell the people one more time where they can catch you at?
I am on Twitter at @itsSierraL. I'm on Instagram at @Sierra_L. And my website is SierraL.com.
All right. Well, I'm about to go on Sierra L on the Instagram so I can steal all your pictures and put my face on.
True. Yeah, he said he wanted your hair. He likes your hair. So he's like, yeah, I'm just going to grow mine out and
hold on. Let's get it right. I said that if I was going to grow hair, I would have my hair like that. Don't be going there.
I told him I can hook you up, though. He ain't even got to grow it. I know what to do.
Anyway.
Me too, the beauty supply.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for coming on the show. And hopefully, anytime you want to come on and talk about something, feel free to give us a holler.
Okay, thanks for having me.
All right. Take care.
Good night.
Good night. All right. That was Miss Sierra L. Life coach. If you want to get your life together, holla. She can help you out.
She can get right.
All right. And if you're lucky, you can get fabulous hair like hers. Anyway, on that note, we going to go on a little break here. This is A-Prime. Run closer.
Yeah. Turn my beat up in the headphones. Yeah, Demo, I want to tell you a story, man. You ain't going to believe this, man. It's way bugged out, yo. For real. Yo. 6 minutes till my set and I was ready to rock. My 2020 spotted shorty with the heavenly walk. 5'5", deep ripples, mad beautiful skin. She was black and Japanese, what a beautiful blend. But sooner like this, my name is AP, her name was Natalie. Would you mind spending some time to get a rap with me? She was finding cool, then we had a chat rapidly. Everything was cool, but she said she had a man. But I ain't give a damn, so I passed her my map anyway. Then we got on stage to entertain. When I was done, she was right in front of the stage and said, I did your music, I'ma call you someday. That's cool, you can hit my line anytime. You so fine that if I'm busy, then I'ma make time. She laughed and we got interrupted by my man. Tried to shoot him off when I turned around, she was gone. Weeks later, I was at the mall, copping Dougherty's, hopped in the line. Yes, it was right in front of me, like, I wanted to call, but misplaced the digis. I treat you to a cinnabon if you ain't busy. I let her, then we had a conversation and things. We could relate on some things, had a debate on a thing or two. I must admit, Natalie was very fly, had a nice fit, Marc Jacobs shades on her eyes. She took them all chuckling at one of my jokes, to which the light shining was exposed. I just, for a moment in time, yo, I just couldn't believe my eyes. She turned and frowned and said, don't judge me, I know he's just looking at me, but my boyfriend, when she got pissed off and punched me, he does it cause he loves me, and I know that he does, because he bought me nice things to give me, I'm type of money. I said, that's stupid, your man's really abusive, it's a I just died. She wouldn't break from this guy, so I viewed it as a waste of my time. And I gave her a vibe, didn't hesitate saying goodbye. But she left a heavy weight on my mind, because later that night I was dreaming. And Natalie breathing, bleeding, running to me. She was silently screaming, dropped to her knees, pleading. I was running at top speed, but couldn't reach it. But for my reason, I'm frustrated, irritated by this loud beeping. My alarm clock, I forgot that I was dreaming. Calm down my heavy breathing and breathe easy. Seeking the remote to turn on the TV. I turned it on and it was shocking, dude. What I saw on the Fox 6 News, it blew my mind, son.
Together you got a smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
Good people, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. S the N-Word. I'm Miss 100% Queen of Little People, and that was A-Prime. Run closer.
Yeah. Run a little bit closer, but don't get as close as Matthew White, who was stabbed in his bed in Philadelphia by his wife because he was watching, she caught him watching child porn.
Yeah. Now, wasn't he the guy that was played ball for Penn State?
Well, he played for Pennsylvania.
He played for Pennsylvania. Okay.
Yeah. That's a side note. I mean, I don't care where he played ball. My question is, you think it's cool if he was watching child porn that his wife should have killed him?
You know what? I don't want to sound crazy, but then again, I don't want to sound too soft. When I first read the story, like, my spirit kind of got happy. And I maybe that's the wrong feeling to have, but here's my train of thought. If we would treat these people the way they should be treated, it wouldn't be so much child molestation and child rape and all of this stuff going on. If we made examples out of them, like other countries that we know do, when they get caught with child porn or molesting a child or raping somebody, they get killed immediately. It's like there's no nothing. There's like you're dead. You're gone. So maybe if I don't know, somebody has to set an example.
I mean, look, I get the people who actually molested someone or raped someone, but if somebody watched it, I'm thinking that you have a conversation with them and you want to ask them why. You get what I'm saying? I mean,
no, I don't want to ask them why, because I know why, because they're getting off on little kids.
I know, but you see, I'm of the opinion that if they haven't done it, that you can kind of prevent that. I can't, and as deplorable as that is, I can't see killing somebody for watching it.
But how do you know that they haven't done it?
Right, and how do you know they have?
But you're right. You don't know that they have, unless maybe, you know, in this case, we of course, you know, you're never going to get the whole story. Maybe there was a conversation.
She killed him.
I was just disgusted at the fact that she caught him looking at it, and he was able to just go to sleep like it wasn't even a problem. A person like
have a conscience. No, but see, there's you caught me, but if you don't say nothing to me, I don't know I'm in the danger zone. That's the difference. See,
you know you're in a danger zone when you're watching child porn.
I get it. Look, I'm saying that is wrong. I get that. But I'm saying you don't deserve to die for watching. I see you can, if you violated someone, then hey, all bets are off. But I have a problem with the, I had to kill him because he's watching. Because we don't know if he was watching. It's her word against the dead man.
That's true.
So,
would you feel the same way? Like, okay, say for instance, the the high school football guys who drugged a girl at the party, and then they took turns raping her, and the whole time the guy videotaped it, but he didn't participate.
Oh, he's wrong.
So should he be held just as responsible as
they? He's part of the crime.
And that's my thing.
No, they're totally...
when you're watching child support, or you're watching child porn, it's illegal.
So you're participating
in the rape of a child because they're producing this because there are people out there like you that like to... They wouldn't produce it if people, you know, didn't like it. They're producing it because there's a lot of people out there that like to watch this crime.
Right, but there are a lot of people who have rape fantasies. So if they watch porn where people are getting raped, do we kill them?
I mean, rape fantasy is different from actually being brutally raped. Like, that's
okay. All right, but the point is, rape is illegal, right?
Yeah.
All right, so if I'm watching rape porn, do you kill me in my sleep? See, because that's where we at. Because they're the same thing. I watch anything illegal, I deserve to die.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. Like, okay, with rape porn, just like with the snuff films, some of it is fake. And it's they're acting. But with child porn, there is no acting. It's real. There's this little kid is being forced, you know, to have sex on film and being raped and molested. And people are making money off of it. People are getting off on it. And the more excited people become about this type of stuff, the more they're going to do it to other kids. And I'm not, like I said when I started out, I'm not saying that she's right. I can't say that she's wrong. All I can say is this being something that's close and personal to me, kind of happen.
Yeah, I get that. And my point is, that's a slippery slope that you can fall into.
Yeah.
The argument is saying that things that they say are illegal, I deserve to die for.
Well, no, they not saying she just decided that by herself.
I know that. But that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I can't co-sign on that. Because, hey, if you would have shown the proof, he would have went to jail. You shouldn't have killed him.
Right.
I can't fall on her logic.
Well, let me ask you this then. What about the guys that have been caught? They've been caught watching it. They've been caught raping kids. Then they go to jail and they get back out and they do it again.
See, a perfect example, Jerry Sandusky. I mean, you know, the paternal family, they have been trying to rehabilitate his image by saying, yeah, he knew about it, but he thought that Sandusky was just a guy who was touchy-feely and didn't understand boundaries.
Bullshit.
Right. Now, I agree there. But see, the point is, Jerry Sandusky performed these lewd acts. He was caught in the act.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I refuse to say the guy who was watching it and the guy who was doing it are the same guy. Because you don't know that the guy did it. That's where I'm at. The guy who did it and was caught doing it, hey, beat him with a broomstick.
Okay.
I mean, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's where I'm at. I mean, because, you know, the whole paternal family, they're like, hey, you know, he shouldn't be blackballed. His image shouldn't be torn apart just because this guy, who he didn't know was a pedophile, when I think we both agree that he knew he was a pedophile, He just didn't want it to get out, and he thought just sweeping under the rug, he was naive about it. Mm-hmm. I'll say that.
Right.
And I think that's because the whole administration was behind it. They
right.
all knew. They were all complicit. It's
right.
that Catholic Church thing.
Right.
That we talked about earlier. They're all complicit.
Okay.
So you got a whole shrine of complicity of evil, and no one wants to step in and take it down, because at the end of the day, it's the money that's involved.
Yeah.
And so you look at this guy. Who once again, I go back to him. He was killed by his wife because she caught him watching. And once again, we don't know what was said between the two of them.
Right, right.
I mean, I can't put him on the same level as the guy that did it.
Okay.
And I mean, that's, I think there's something fundamentally wrong there. Unfortunately, you know, so it's a shame that we have a situation where people can be accused of something and they can't, and I mean, you can be accused of something that you didn't do and it follows you forever.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's definitely true.
Yeah, and that's one of them things that is bad about our society in particular, because you can't get out of a label that's thrown on you.
Right. That's true. Which I have problems with that as well. Like, when it comes down to, you have a 19-year-old that's sleeping with a 17-year-old, and the parents are fine with it at first, but then the girl, all of a sudden, he breaks up with her and breaks her heart or whatever. Then the parents come along. Yeah, you raped my daughter, blah, blah, blah. You took her innocence, so I'm going to have you, you know, locked up behind it. It was okay at first. You gave your daughter over to this person, but now it's a problem because he didn't marry her or he didn't stay with her. You know, it, to me, stuff like that should be thrown out, of course, period and point blank. Like, you can't come back and say, now I have a problem with it.
Well,
before I did.
Well, just the whole rape, when you talking about an 18-year-old or 19-year-old and a 16, they're in the same pool.
Yeah.
I mean, they put them like, oh, they're drastically more mature, and they're not. They're on the same mental level.
Right.
You know, they're the same. It's the same pool. And unfortunately, these things happen. Anyway, want to thank Miss Sierra L. for coming on the show and talking about self-help and what you can do to try to get your head right. Because it seems like a lot of times we don't have a lot of people who have their heads right. And I guess as a society, as a people, we need more of that. On that note, I want to thank you, Miss 100%, for being the great and gracious co-host that you are, putting up with me. And so for Miss 100%, I am Mr. F the N-word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. And we out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth drama.